Hello, everyone, and welcome to SeaView Quantum Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with producer Claudia Pareco. Our opening song features Sunset Serenade by Cycloned. Albums and singles are available in all music stores and platforms. A moment of your time is one of the most extraordinary gifts we could ever be given. Each week, we create a place for you to rest your heart by providing the platform for peaceful connection to the most gifted lightworkers, intuitive, alternative healers who will surprise you with something different, something outside of what's expected, innovative and unique. Our shows are held on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time and 9 a.m. Pacific time. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Take My Call. At any moment before or during the show, you can opt for Take My Call and jump the long line of callers. We are now following the Pay What You Can business model. You pay what you feel our services are worth to you. You can send a payment using paypal.me/PUREco and add the amount that you want. To request a show, please write to Claudia Pareco at cview1111@gmail.com or visit our website, cview1111.net. Now, close your eyes and get in touch with the present, the only reality. Feel your body, feel your breath, and let it drift back to the present moment.
Hello, wonderful listeners. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. We are so delighted to have you here, and we can introduce today a special episode and guest. We have the pleasure of delving today into the inspiring journey of no other than our beautiful guest host, Dina Marie herself. Today's podcast interview is dedicated to unraveling the captivating story behind Dina Marie's latest project, I'm So Glad You Left Me. Such a beautiful title. This upcoming book features 111 stories of courage, self-love, personal and spiritual growth, and all of these center around the theme of ending, new beginnings, and divine blessings. Dina Marie's own journey is one of resilience and transformation, and in this interview, she shares insights into her motivations, inspirations, and the profound impact she hopes to make with this, her latest book. From her decision to start her own publishing business to her unique approach to marrying publishing and soul alignment manifesting coaching, Dina offers a glimpse into the heart and soul of her work. As she invites contributors to join her in this empowering project, Dina sheds light on the diverse range of stories she's seeking and the transformative power of sharing our experiencing with others, whether it's the end of a romantic relationship, friendship, family bond, or the overcoming of addiction, illness, or any other life challenges. Dina believes that everyone has a story worth sharing, a story that can inspire and uplift others who may find themselves in similar circumstances. During today's interview, Dina also addresses frequently asked questions about the book, the project, outlining the submission process, all of that benefits the participation, and more. Remember, to find her, you can always go to her website, dinamarae.com, and ask her questions. She has all the information in there in pertaining to her new project, I'm So Glad You Left Me, and the other books she has published before. So, dear listeners, get ready. We are going to embark in a rich conversation with our guest host, Dina Murray. We are so, so happy to have you here to come to see you all the way from South Africa. So we are so, so excited that electronics are now joining the world in the way it does today.
Thank you so much, Claudia. It is such a pleasure to be here.
It is such a pleasure. And, you know, Serendipity joined our roads together. I just remember that day that I received a note from you on Facebook, and then I left it there because I wasn't really knowing what to do with that until there was like this dear voice. Go back to Dina Murray and have her in your show. And, of course, I follow it because usually I do. And now you are here. We have this beautiful project, and we can have so many people joining you and I in what could transform the world.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really believe that every one of us are contributing to the tapestry of creating the new earth, of making this world a beautiful high vibration planet.
And how are you thinking of doing that with publishing the books?
Well, I believe that, you know, in publishing the book, it is a win-win-win for everyone involved, because every reader of the book will experience transformation for themselves. They will be inspired to ignite their own transformation. They will get insights. They will get really unleash their wisdom, because we learn through stories. We learn through examples of people who have gone before us and have done already what we want to do. So for the reader, every reader of this book throughout the world, there's a message in it that is really just meant for them. And for the writer as well, because in writing your story is a huge transformation. You know, my authors have actually sent me a message to say, you know what, Dina, I think I probably saved thousands of dollars in therapy just because I wrote my story. Because when you write it, there's a whole different perspective that you gain. You know, when we experience something and it settles into our memory, and then we have meanings around it, and we can blow it up out of totally proportion. But when you write it down, especially after many years, you have to go back to what happened. And in doing that, you see things differently because you are a different person. You have grown. You have changed your beliefs. You have made shifts. And now when you write your story, you actually get so many more insights into yourself, into others. You know, everybody else that was involved. It's really an amazing process for the writer as well. So in that way, Claudia, I believe that publishing inspiring books is a beautiful way to uplift humanity. It's a beautiful way to contribute because it has such a ripple effect.
And you know, Dina, I agree with you totally. And when I was reading your biography that you sent me, there is something that I wanted to share is that you mentioned that when you read Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist, that had an impact on you, that years after you had this desire of being a writer yourself. Well, I read Paulo Coelho's The Peregrine, and because of that book, I went on as a pilgrimage to walk the Camino because I read that book. And so, yes, when you read something, it can have an impact in your life that you never thought it would. Because I read that book, probably I was in my teenager's years, and both my husband and I read it, and we had this desire of following those steps that he did. And we were able to do it until our 50s, I think. So even though you might not see it right there in that moment when you're reading, words remain in your soul, and the transformation is there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I remember clearly when I read Paulo Coelho. Of course, I've read all his books. But when I read The Alchemist, it really, I made a wish to the universe. And I said, I want to write stories like this. And, of course, you know, I never did that because I write nonfiction. But then, suddenly, out of the blue, I received this opportunity to start my publishing business. And it was really, I had a reaction in my body. It was like, wow, this is so me. It's like my soul has been, you know, has woken me up to this. So, and I absolutely love it. I love every moment. I love every part of it, and I love it so much.
So tell us a little bit more about that journey into becoming a publishing company for yourself, and then starting there. I don't know, where did the idea of have collaborators for a book, how did that come up, and how has that been transforming the way books are written and published today?
Well, as you know, when I had this opportunity to start my publishing business, it came with a mentor and, you know, a course, a program that I followed. And the model of that, you know, that the mentor followed was that of multi-author books. And it is a very, very... it's such a profound model because it gives people a chance to write a chapter in a book. You know, to write a solo book is daunting because it is a lot of work to write, a lot of work. Somebody said it's about as glamorous as giving birth, you know. So it's hard, it's slogging, it's hard work, hours and hours and hours. So when someone, you know, and so many entrepreneurs have a dream to become an author, but just the thought of writing a solo book of like at least 40,000 words is daunting. So when they have the opportunity to contribute a chapter in a book, and, you know, that range from about anything from 2,000 to 3,000 words, 3,500 words. There are no rules really. You know, every book can decide how many authors, how big the chapters, etc., etc. And this is a beautiful way of giving an entrepreneur an opportunity to share their story of how they got to where they are, and how that, you know, what was their journey. And that is very powerful because it is like a luxury business card. It mm-hmm. actually pays your reputation in front of you. And people can read about you. The other reason why this is so powerful is that there is a lot of noise in the business world. There is a lot of people. And yet, very few people actually become authors. I think about 1% of entrepreneurs actually become an author. And about 1% of that percent become best-selling published authors. So it is an achievement. And it's an opportunity to give someone a voice where they can share who they are and what they are about. And, of course, in a multi-author book, every author also shares their bio. They share who they are so that people, when somebody reads their story and resonate with it, that they can contact the author and, work with them or sign up on their website, on the email list to know more. Of course, as I said, there are different models of books, of multi-author books. And then, like I'm So Glad You Left Me, it's a total different model again. But yeah, those are the main points. It gives you a voice to actually dip your toe in the water, to go through the process and write a chapter and see, really experience it. And it's magical. It is absolutely magical. When that book launches, oh, wow, the celebration, the thrill, the excitement is just beautiful. And, of course, with a multi-author book, you create like a sisterhood. Or, it's a camaraderie of people coming together who share the premise of the book. So creates beautiful collective consciousness, beautiful collective energy. And of course, every book is actually a living form. It vibrates. It vibrates with all the energies of everyone that contributes. So everyone that contributes to the book actually contributes to the energy of this book that is then radiated into the world.
And I cannot agree more with what you just said. In my own example, Dina, when I started doing CVU, I remember the first time that I was creating this podcast, and my thought was, how can I have a radio show and talk about myself and have something to say? Like, I'm going to run out of ideas. Like, I cannot just talk and talk and talk because it's too much, like writing a book and all those words that you have to think of. So I created also a family. I call CVU a family of people like yourself now that we are all contributing in a project that has its soul. I believe that your book, the collaboration of books, thoughts, everything is happening because its own energy and it has a creative power that grows and grows. So when you are part of the book and you are a co-author, you are bringing your soul signature into that creation that you are all collaborating in. And this immediately sending a message everywhere in the universe that a baby has born and is ready to grow and reproduce and just get bigger and bigger. And I do believe, I thank you too, in the power of one. If that book is read by one person and helps that one person, then the book has done its job. We should just congratulate that person had in that book what that person needed.
Yes, That is very true. Even if it helps one, we are all one. So even if it helps one person to make a shift, to make a change in their lives, you know, we never know how far even a small change can go. So that is really the intention behind the book, is, and also to inspire authors to write, because every one of us has a unique message, is unique, has a unique contribution to the world. And everyone's message is so powerful that it can touch someone in their heart so powerfully. I believe that everyone who writes a story in a book, you know, there's somebody out there, at least one person, who is waiting for that message.
In reading your bio again, I love that you heard the calling, and it was calling you one and another time and another time until you could not deny it anymore. And I think many women, we have felt that. We feel the calling and we're like, oh, but I have my husband. Oh, but I have my children. Oh, but whatever. Until we cannot do it anymore and we respond. So for you, it was when you finally did your first book, My Mess is My Message. I love the title. So how did you come up with those titles, and how do you get people to collaborate in these books?
Oh, you know, the moment I saw the opportunity of starting my own publishing business, and in the class, it was a master class, and in this class, it was asked, you know, one of the questions was, so what did you call your first book? And immediately I just knew, it's my message. It just came to me. And all my titles just come to me. And it is such a profound title. It is sort of the story of every entrepreneur. Because we all go through a spiritual journey. We all go through something that we overcome, that led us, lessons that we've learned that actually lead us to our soul purpose, to share our soul expression with the world. So I wondered if I answered your question. What did you ask? Oh, how did I get people? Well, I connected with people every day. I love speaking to people, and I connected people one by one and asked them if they would join the book. And some people say no, and other people say maybe. And when we have a conversation, most people said yes. So, it's not a type of project, if you put it that way, where you can have a online event and people just sign up. Contributing to a book is very personal, and you want to know, you want to talk to the publisher, you want to know that your story is acceptable, you want to know, because we all have that doubt inside us, to think, well, is it good enough? You know, is what I think my story is about, is that good enough for the book? And, yeah, it's a one-on-one. It's a one-on-one conversation. It's a one-on-one process to sign up, for someone to sign up and join the book. Because their soul is in it. Their heart is in it. They're going to expose themselves. It's very vulnerable to write your story. So deeply respect that. So I speak to everyone who joins the book. It's my pleasure to see who they are, to meet them, to hear what their story is about, to assure them. And I have talked to people and you know, you've got an amazing story, but it doesn't fit this book. Not to say that your story isn't good enough. It's just that the books, like for example, every book has a title, of course, and their subtitle describes the premise of the book. So story must fit that premise. And that is really the only prerequisite. It's not a style of writing. Nobody needs to be a writer. In fact, nobody is a writer when they join a multi-author book. This is their first experience for many. And that's why we have, you know, people like me. I read every story that goes into my book. I know some publishers don't, but I do. And I give you personal feedback to tell you this is great writing, I love your story, or I miss the emotion, or I see a gap, there's a gap here, what happened here? And then, just so that they can get the story that they are happy with. And then we send it to the editor. Then we know that it feels, it's a great relief. It's a satisfaction. The writer knows, okay, my story is good.
So, Dina, when you make that call out for writers, what is that person? Like, one of the things that when you invited me to be part of that, I had that thought. I had that thought still. Like, is it good enough? Is this what I really want to say? Do I have to get raw? Is it really sending the message that I want to send? And so you help the people that are writing these stories to bring the best of you. And so you're almost like a writing coach for the people that come into your with books with you?
Yes, I am. I help them with their books. I also help solo authors with their books and the outline of their chapters and give them feedback on their writing. So, yes, I am a writing coach for them.
And another thing that I wanted to ask is, when you, if people want to be have a chapter in this coming book, I'm So Glad You Left It. I love the title. I just cannot say it again and again. It's just the title is so enticing, and it brings every type of emotion to it. Like, it also, it brings you the idea that there's something that you have to leave behind, but also the happiness that happens. And so where can they contact you, and what type of stories are you looking now? Do you have certain stories that you already fill out, or is it open for anything?
Book has 111 stories. It is open for anything. It's all about transformation. It's all about courage. It's all about self-love. So really, it doesn't matter. Some people will have, some stories will have great trauma in them that some people have overcome. Some have written about divorce. Other people have written about leaving a job, a previous dead-end job. There's really no limit to it. You know, it's not a cookie cutter kind of, book that every story is the same. That would be so boring, isn't it? So some stories will be very dramatic and other stories will be very smooth, if I can put it that way. So really, you know, we overcome so many things in life. We don't have to overcome a huge thing to share our story. We all have a story that is worth writing and that is worth reading and that has a beautiful message to inspire someone else. because we are all one. So if in any circumstances we can find ourselves in, there are many others who are also in that circumstance. Nobody is alone in something. So if somebody has overcome something, that is so awesome. They can now share that with someone else and say, listen, I have done this. You can too. So any story, overcoming whatever. One person would have written, she's writing about leaving her country, going to another country, and that her country has left her. So there's really no limit. And I am very open. I believe that every person who signs up for the book must be in the book. I'm a facilitator of this book by the universe. I'm not going to live from center people. So if you want to pay the fee and you want to be in the book, this book, your story is perfect.
Dina, you're looking for 111 different stories. And so I don't know how the process is. So once you get to that number, then how do you select who goes in which chapter? And then what's the process? Then it goes to publishing. Can you explain us a little bit about that?
So the process is people sign up, they write their stories, they write their chapter. I read it, give them feedback. If they're happy with it, then or they make the changes. If I'm happy with it, then I'm sending it to the editor. The editor will check it for grammar and punctuation and send it back. And then it's going to the formatter who puts it in a book, who formats it into the book. And when all the stories are in the book, and this one has a limit, we said it's 111, then we set, basically when all the stories are in, you can put it this way, when all the stories are in, then we set a date for launch. Because we know it takes so many weeks to edit and prepare the book, get everything ready. So we set a launch date for the book. And then on that day, the book gets launched and published. And that is, of course, a process in itself because it must be published under the correct categories and keywords on Amazon to make the most of the book. And especially when we work across many countries, that is quite something to find the right categories. And very exciting. But yeah, that is in short the process of how the book comes together. And the book is first published as an e-book. And then after the book is published as an e-book, then we go through a process where every author, of course, buys also the e-book. They buy the e-book and they read their story. And they see if there are any changes, small changes that they would like to make, that maybe there was an error, because you know what? We're all human. Some error can slip in. And then we correct that, update the e-book, and so that everything is perfect when we publish the paperback. And then the book is published.
And then what is the process in publishing for a book to become a bestseller?
Well, every category, and there are so many categories, but every category has a number of books that need to be sold in 24 hours for it to be a bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as the publisher, I can look what that is. So I make a calculated risk to say we are going to use these categories because, yes, it's perfect for the book and we will get to number one.
And, Dina, so far, the books that you have published, how well have they done?
Oh, very well. They all became international bestsellers in various countries and in various and all the categories. So I'm very proud. Yeah, very successfully published.
Yeah. And what were your thoughts with the first time that happened, that happened and you realized I did it?
Oh, I was so scared when that book launched. I thought to myself, oh my goodness gracious, how is this, can it happen, will it happen? But at that stage, my mentor worked with me on the first book, you know, when it launched. And she taught me, just relax. It takes a number of hours before it actually reflects. And she was right, of course, because she has done it a million times. From then on, I just relaxed. I just know that it will. It will. So it's a beautiful, magical 24 hours. And I'm basically awake for that 24 hours, or at least that I know it's a bestseller in all the countries.
And what is different? Like when you have a formula, you wrote your first book, it was a success, the second, the third. Now you're going for book number four. Has your formula changed? And if so, in what ways?
Oh, yes, this book is a total different book because the other three books so far have, you know, had authors of about 20 in it and with much longer chapters and, of course, a much higher investment because it's much more exclusive as well. And this book is different. This book is it's 111 chapters. So that is the big difference in this one. And also the chapters are shorter, 750 words. So it is, it's a beautiful challenge for every writer to write something very profound, their journey, and summarize it very emotionally. And in 750 words. So that's how this book is different.
And are you having more collaborators for this book than before?
Of course. The other books, as I said, were only 20, or an average of 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you jumped from 20 to 100.
Every author is a collaborator.
And now for the collaborators, what have been the more satisfying thoughts or moments that they have shared with you of being part of this creation?
Sorry, can you please repeat that question?
Yes, so the other writers, the co-writers, after the books have been published and everything, what are their words that have shared with you that they have felt with it or what they have gained with it?
Oh. Well, I haven't met anyone yet that said it was a waste of time or a waste of money. They all are thrilled. It was such a beautiful experience for all of them. And, of course, how they can leverage the book. They can use the book to gain more credibility, to gain visibility, to elevate their brand, to stand out. So I can't remember exact words, but elation, if I can use it in one word. If you look at the reviews on my website, you know, with the other books that have been published, the reviews are amazing. Absolutely love the experience. And they're very happy with the result. So it's a beautiful experience. And what's really important to me for every author is that they make a success. Because nonfiction books have for authors to make money or to make the investment back or to make really make it a satisfying project is that they have something on the back end. So they have a coaching program or something that they can take the reader on a further path. And I help them to do that. So if they don't have an online business or a program yet, then we discuss it. And we say, what can be a great program for your chapter? So it's very important to me that everyone actually can make the investment back at least and leverage it further and know how to do that. So I have workshops where I work with my authors on how to leverage the book, how to make it work for them, and so, you know, what can they do to sell the book on their website, and how can they make money for the book? Because in a multi-author book, nobody gets the royalty.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to charity.
And you choose the charity that it goes for?
We contribute to the IAmOnWatch.org. It's an organization that rehabilitates human trafficking victims.
Okay.
Yeah. And so in as the process works, Amazon pays the royalties over to me, and then I donate that money to the charity. I've just actually paid over $623.
Wow.
Yeah, so everyone becomes also a social entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
We really all contribute to make the world a better place.
Yeah, we do. And Dina, one of the things that I remember reading is when you, one of the things that you get also with your chapters, you get two links. So what are those links usually used by the authors, by the writers?
Those links can be anything. It can be to your website. It can be to your social media page. It can be to your podcast. Can be any two links that you choose, that where people can find you, because that is the purpose of the links, is where can your audience find you. So everyone will give two links in this book and, of course, a little photo of themselves.
And then in that same thought process, so where can people find Dina Murray and sign up for the book?
Well, the easiest is my website, but also if you on Facebook or on social media, you can find me, Dina Murray. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. And on my website, if you go to my website, dinamurray.com, and you scroll down a little bit on the page, you will see a little rectangle that says join a multi-author book. And if you click on there, it will take you to the I'm so glad you left me page. Very easy. Or if you don't find it, there is a contact us on the website as well, and you can send me an email.
Now, another thing, when we were talking about you in the introduction, we were talking that you have two hats. You have your publishing company, but also you have a soul-aligned manifesting coaching. So how do you marry those two?
Well, actually, you know, people becoming multi or best-selling authors are also manifesting that. So my book, everything that I do, everything that I'm about is about vibrational alignment. And it's about our soul purpose and fulfilling our soul contract. And manifesting is also about soul aligned manifesting. It's also about fulfilling our soul contracts and the big goals that we have, the big visions we have. And sometimes we struggle with that. So before I became a publisher, I was a transformation coach. I was a manifesting coach. So after the publishing business settled and I decided to focus again on the coaching as well and bring them together. So I also mentor my authors to write their best stories, to manifest the best outcomes that they want for the book, what the book can do for them, looking at their goals, looking at their vision for the book and their business, and manifesting that. So I share with the authors also my tools and my practices that I have that can support. And for people who work with me more closely in that, whether they have been an author or not, I have a soul-aligned manifesting mastermind a three-month mastermind that people can sign up for and take them through a process where they can, and I use human design as a tool for them to find, to really realize how precious they are and how powerful they are. Combine that with the practices and to sustain their alignment and their vision and manifest their dreams. Does that make sense?
Yes. And one last question that I did not ask at the beginning, but I would love you to close along with your thoughts, is why the title, I Am So Glad You Left Me? Where did it come from?
It just came to me, Claudia. It just came to me. I can't even remember if I read the words somehow, if I saw the words. But when I recognized it or received it in whatever way, I just knew this is a great title. This is cheeky. This is with attitude. This is mysterious. All in one. And I just loved it. And I thought, wow, this is a great book. Yeah. It is
a great title. It is a great title. You know, I love that at the first, when I was reading in your bio, is that you were thinking of stories of grief or people that have lost someone or a partner or a relationship, and then it just grew without boundaries.
It did. It did. I actually thought it was a loss of relationship only. And then, you know, and as I meditated on this more and got into the energy of the book and asked, what do you want? What stories do you want? You know, and we get messages from the universe through other people. And then someone mentioned, but, you know, it can also be a friendship. And what about a family relationship? And then someone else came up with, I'm writing about leaving a life of addiction behind. And someone else said, I left my country. And then it just really opened up, like a lotus flower. It just opened up so wide to say, why put any boundaries? And that's when I also changed the subtitle, because the subtitle at first was 111 stories of women who thrived when forced to stand alone and coming to their own. And so I changed the subtitle to be 111 Stories of Courage, Self-Love, and Personal Growth, because it is all-encompassing. It's stories of that. Any stories, anyone has a story like that.
Yeah, because I cannot think of one person, one story, one of the happenings that in life brings that doesn't come into the title, because we're always leaving something behind. We're always, to step into a door, you have to open the door and leave the room behind. So, yeah. It's amazing how much you can come up with that.
It is, it is. And, you know, the realization in the end, I'm so glad who left me, it's not necessarily a person, another mm-hmm. person. But it can also be a version of yourself, previous version
yeah.
of yourself that no longer serves you, and you decided to transcend it. And that situation around that is the transformation, that's the catalyst to where you are now and who you are now.
So, Dina, we're coming to the end of today's interview, but I want to know, is there anything else that you want to share with everybody that is listening and will listen that can ease them into reaching out to you to be part of this job, this work, this beautiful transformation? And not only for the one that we're talking about, I'm so glad you left me, but the ones that are coming afterwards, because I see that this is a never-ending creation of books and stories and more.
Absolutely, yes. There is, and of course I'm not going to say now what the title is, but there is a book coming after. Once, it is never ending. Once all the stories are in, I'm So Glad You Left Me, then I announce the next one. So, but that book, the next one will probably be a book again with about 20 authors. So, I suggest if you want to know more and maybe stay in the loop of what it is that I do in terms of books and you know, alignment, soul-aligned manifesting, then on my website is a free guide. I call it the Manifesto for Soul-Aligned Manifesting. It is free, and in that way you can also join my email list. And of course, regarding I'm So Glad You Left Me, if you have a story, the investment to be in this book is only $155. That's it. There's nothing more. And your prize for sharing your story with the world will be that you become an international best-selling author. You can have, you will have your own author page on Amazon. And once the book is published, you can claim this book to that you have contributed to it. So that is what will happen for every author, is that they become an international best-selling author. And, of course, especially if you plan to write more books or to contribute to more books, you don't have to, you know, only contribute to one multi-author book. There are people who only do that. They don't write a solo book. They only contribute to multi-author books because it's easier. And, yeah, so that is what you will get. And, of course, much more. You get visibility, credibility, you can use the book to speak on podcasts because you are a best-selling author. And I also give you the means to create a speaker sheet. So you can create a speaker sheet so that when you pitch the podcast, you share your story, that you have a professional mini media kit that you can use. And as I said, you know, we do workshops on how to leverage the book. That is priceless. And I have resources for the authors as they sign up. It's a lovely sisterhood. If someone joins the book, they become part of 110 other beautiful women like themselves who are all contributing. And it's fun to network. And it's a whole new group of people that you have something in common with. So, and if there's any questions, just find me on Facebook or on my website and ask. You are so welcome.
Well, again, thank you so much, Dina, for being here with us. Remember, everybody, go to dinamarae.com and spell D-I-N as in Nancy, A, M as in Mary, A, R, A, I, S as in Sam.com. And you are welcome, Dina, to be back anytime with whomever you want to share this space with you. And I'm so lucky, I feel blessed to have you as part of CVU. You're part of the family now, so thank you.
Thank you so much, Claudia. This has been a delightful conversation.
It has indeed. And have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everyone.